Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induwa Rampol Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hello everyone and welcome to Bible Issues. My name is Dr. Denver Chidi. I pray that you are all keeping safe. As I speak to more people about COVID and the vaccines, a growing number of people are telling me that they do not want to take COVID vaccines because they believe it is somehow linked to the mark of the beast. It is an issue that affects Christians, so I saw it fit to take a few minutes to talk about the mark of the beast, and I will show you in the next 15 minutes that there is no way the COVID vaccine could possibly be the mark of the beast. Whenever it comes to these issues, it is always best to go straight to the scriptures and find out what the Bible has to say about the mark of the beast. And if what the Bible has to say about the mark of the beast looks like the COVID vaccines, then we have to take note. If it doesn't look like the COVID vaccines, then we have to form our conclusion as well. So let's read a few scriptures. Ideally, you should read Revelation chapter 13 and chapter 14 on your own, but time will not permit me to go through the entire two chapters. So I will just select a few verses to read here. Revelation chapter 13, reading from verse 11. Then I saw another beast coming out of the earth, and I'll skip a few verses going down to verse 16. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. And chapter 14, verse 1. Then I looked, and behold, a lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written on their foreheads. Now, the reason I read that last verse is because it talks about a different name or a different mark. These 144,000 have their father's name written on their foreheads, and that is in stark contrast with the mark of the beast, which is a mark whose number is 666, written on the foreheads or the right hands of the followers of the beast. There are a lot of people who would read this particular verse and come to the conclusion that the mark of the beast is not actually a literal mark, but it's some symbol. It is just a figurative thing that declares that person is owned by the beast, as opposed to the 144,000 who are owned by God. So they believe it's figurative. So we have two different interpretations here. And some people will tell you the mark of the beast is literal. Some people will tell you it is symbolic or figurative. And I'm here to tell you that it doesn't really matter which one it is. In either case, it cannot be the COVID vaccines, and I'll show you that. If the mark of the beast is a figurative mark, then that ends the discussion right there. There's no way it could be the vaccine. So the only way it could be the vaccine is if the mark is a literal mark. So let's go back now to some other verses in chapter 13. And let's look at the characteristics of this mark. How could we know if it's the COVID vaccine or not? It says in verse 16, he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads. So if this is a literal mark, it's going to be on your literal right hand or your forehead. So what if you receive a mark on your left hand? Wouldn't that fact alone tell you that it's not the mark of the beast? Because if you believe the mark of the beast is a literal mark, and I'm not saying which one I believe, I'm just saying if, then it has to be on your right hand or your forehead, as the scriptures say. So if you think, and I'm just being facetious here, if you think the COVID vaccine is the mark of the beast, if you take it on your left shoulder, wouldn't that solve the problem that it can't be the mark of the beast? Because the beast gives you the mark on your right hand or your forehead, if it's a literal mark. But anyway, let's not get caught up on that. And it says, no one will be able to buy or sell unless he has the mark of the beast. So are we in a situation in the world where you cannot buy or sell without the COVID vaccine? Those are questions to ask. And the answer is no. Then it says in verse 18, here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for his number is that of a man, 666. So is there any way you could look at the COVID vaccines, calculate some number, and come up with 666? And once again, if the answer to that question is no, then it does not meet the criteria of what the Bible says about the mark of the beast. So therefore, it cannot be the mark of the beast. Furthermore, if you are taking the mark of the beast, it is not just a mark, it is the mark of the beast. That means you must know whose mark you're taking. You must know who the beast is. In other words, we must be living in a time when we could easily look around at the world and clearly, without any doubt, identify who this person is called the beast. And if you have to speculate and say, well, you know, maybe it's Bill Gates, maybe it's the President of the United States, maybe it's Vladimir Putin. If you have to do all of that, then it's not really clear. Let's read what the Bible has to say about this man called the beast. Verse 11 of chapter 13 of Revelation says, I saw a beast coming out of the earth, and he causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast. So already there are two beasts. He performs great signs that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. Has that happened? Has there been any reports in the news or on YouTube or on Facebook, WhatsApp, about anybody performing great signs that he makes fire come down from heaven on earth in the sight of men? Could you send me a link to that YouTube video? Again, the answer is no, that has not happened. Therefore, the beast, whoever he is, if he exists, has not revealed himself as yet. Verse 14, and he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs. Now, that's a very important point, because we live in a world that is very atheistic. It's very ungodly. There's a big movement of people who tend to not believe in spiritual things. So the general attitude of the world right now, if anybody does any kind of miraculous signs, their attitude will be, that's not real. That's just a camera trick. They just hired people on wheelchairs to stand up. They were not really sick. Those miracles are fake. That is how the world presently reacts to any kinds of miraculous signs and wonders. When the beast comes around, the Antichrist, he is going to be able to do signs and wonders such that those who dwell on the earth will see it and they will marvel and they will follow him and worship him. Now that expression, those who dwell on the earth, is an expression that is used throughout the book of Revelation to refer to the ungodly people. So he gets ungodly people to believe in his signs and wonders. Now tell me, who is that person? Who is this world leader who is doing miraculous signs and wonders, causing fire to come down from heaven, that everybody is worshiping this guy? He doesn't exist. Verse 15, he was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship it to be killed. Now, tell me, who has created an image of themselves or an image of the beast and then gave power to that image to make it speak? Has that happened? Could you show me the video on YouTube? And again, the answer is no. Here are some other scriptures from Revelation chapter 14 about things that will happen around the time of the beast, the Antichrist, and the mark of the beast. Revelation chapter 14 verse 6 says, "Then I saw an angel flying in the midst of the heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth." Verse 8, "And another angel followed, saying, Babylon is fallen, is fallen." And verse 9, "And a third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, If anyone worships the beast and his image and receives his mark on his forehead or on his hand, he himself shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of God." Could anybody show me the YouTube video of those three angels flying in the midst of the heavens, telling everybody, do not take the COVID vaccines? Once again, that has not happened. And if all of these things have not happened, if the answer to all of these questions is no, then the pieces do not fit. All of the pieces that the Bible gives you about how to identify the Antichrist, how to identify the mark of the beast, if they don't fit, then it cannot possibly be that time. Now, that time may be in the near future, it may be in the far future, I do not know. Nobody knows. But I could tell you, it's not happening now. So if the answer to all of these questions is no, that means one thing. The beast or the Antichrist has not as yet revealed himself. And if the Antichrist has not as yet revealed himself, that means he has not issued his mark as yet. Therefore, the COVID vaccine cannot possibly be the mark of the beast. We must understand that the mark of the beast is not just a mark for the sake of getting a mark. The mark of the beast signifies allegiance to the beast. Just like the mark of God signifies who belongs to God, the mark of the beast signifies who belongs to the devil. The mark of the beast signifies worship of the beast. It signifies allegiance to the beast. The mark of the beast is not something that you could take by accident. It is a deliberate decision to reject Christ and to embrace the beast or the Antichrist as your God. That is what the mark of the beast represents. So there is absolutely no way taking a vaccine, an injection in your left shoulder, could possibly be a mark of the beast that eternally condemns you to hell. Come on, people, that is a joke. It is very important that we make informed decisions. This is why it's important to search the scriptures. There are a lot of people listening to me who need to start reading the Bible a little more and listening to preachers a little less. Because when you listen to all of these people, they will fill you with so much fear, so much paranoia. But when you read the scriptures, a word fitly spoken is like an apple of gold in a setting of silver. It just brings you peace. It makes sense. It sets everything at ease. I am not trying to pressure anyone or encourage anyone to take a vaccine. That's really your decision. I'm not trying to advocate one vaccine over another. Again, everybody has to make their own decision on that. All vaccines come with benefits and side effects, and nobody knows how any one person will react to it. But your decision should be made based on knowledge, not ignorance, not paranoia, not fear-mongering. It is my job to make sure that you are equipped with the right biblical information so that if you have to make a decision based on the Bible, then you are well-equipped and you are well-informed. So I pray that you will continue to be safe, continue to be responsible, and I pray that God will continue to protect you and guide you and enable you to make wise decisions that will be in the best interest of you, your family, your church, and your country. God bless you so much, and we will see you next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induwa Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.